The Trump administration is resuming collections on defaulted student loans, and they're going so far as to steal people's wages in order to receive payment.
And those who default on their loan obligations will face involuntary collections.
What's interesting is that there is another demographic of people who owe a larger amount of money to the government, yet Trump doesn't seem interested in taking their money at all.
Would you support a millionaire tax?
I think it would be very disruptive.
It's estimated that the top 1% evade $163 billion in taxes every year. Yet gutting the IRS has been a major policy priority for the Trump administration. By the end of 2025, the IRS is expected to have lost approximately one-third of its entire staff, including the majority of the employees that audit billionaires. During the pandemic, Congress authorized the Paycheck Protection Program, which offered forgivable loans to small businesses so they could keep paying their employees. But of the $510 billion in PPP loans that were distributed in 2020, 70% of them went to the richest 20% of the population. That's $370 billion. And according to an MIT study, between two-thirds and three-fourths of PPP money went to business owners and shareholders, not actual paychecks. As of 2023, 92% of the loans issued had been forgiven to people like billionaire developer Joe Farrell, who received a $1 million loan, or tech billionaire Alec Gores, who received between $5 million and $10 million in loans. Over 25 loans, totaling $3.65 million, went to Trump or Kushner businesses. It's estimated that 5 million people are currently in default of their student loans. Loans that have interest rates so predatory that many people report paying off their initial loan amount and still being hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.